Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. We're going to begin with the halachos of Nefilas Hapayim and Tachanun. We're going to talk about interruptions between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun, the side on which one is to lean for Tachanun, and the days on which Laminat Seach is omitted. So let's begin in the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Ein Ledaber Mein Tefila LeNefilas Hapayim. One should not speak between Shmona Esrei and leaning on one's face for Tachanun. Why is that the case? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Aleph, the Al Yadei Zeh Ein Techinoso Shemischanin B'Nefilas Hapayim Miskabelas Kolkach. If one interrupts between his Shmona Esrei and his Tachanun, so then his Tachanun will not be accepted as much. Does this halacha apply even when one says Tachanun without Nefilas Hapayim, such as in a place without a Sefer Torah? The Prima Gaudim in footnote 1 is quoted as saying that it does. It still applies. Now, what type of interruption needs to be avoided? So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Simen Nun Aleph Sif Tes and the Kaf HaChayim quote in footnote 2, they both say that any speech should be avoided between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun. However, the Mishnah Berurah here in Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph is a little bit more lenient than that more strict gather. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, V'davka keshemafsik v'usik b'dvarim acherim legamri. The interruption that we're talking about is only when one is involved in other matters. However, speech alone would not be considered a problematic interruption. It has to be davka when the Chazar Sashatz has already concluded. If the Shliach Tzibur is saying Chazar Sashatz, then one must be silent and be listening very well to each bracha. Certainly, if one is interrupting in order to say another part of tefillah, such as extra supplications of vehu rachum, then certainly one may interrupt in the middle. During the nefilas sapayim itself, when one is leaning on his face, he can still respond Ami Nehishmi Rabba and respond to all other matters of Kedusha. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says that Vehu Rachum, what we call long Tachanun, that is said before Nefilas Hapayim. However, there are some places that have the reverse practice, where they do Nefilas Hapayim and then long Tachanun afterwards. So what happens if you're in a shul where the practice of the shul is to say long tachanun after nefilas hapayim, but your practice is to say long tachanun before nefilas hapayim? So what do you do in that case? Footnote 3, it's quoted from a number of different poskim. Rav Moshe in Orech Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Simen Pei Tes, says to always follow the shul's custom. Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman are more comfortable with one following his own custom because there are so many different places with different practices that there is no concern for Losis Go to do in this case. Now, are there any parts of davening that one should not interrupt for between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun? So Shmuel Vosner, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin, Simen Yud Beis, as well as Rav Chaim Kanievsky, both say that for Vahi Bin Soa or for Aleinu, for those one should not interrupt. However, for Dvarim Shebekdusha or extra supplication, one certainly is permitted and even obligated to interrupt. What happens if the Chazan is up to Kaddish while you're still saying Tachanun? Do you have to stand in order to respond to Kaddish? So Chaim Kanievsky says, no, you can continue to sit while you're saying Tachanun and you respond to the Kaddish while you're sitting down. The Mishnah Berurah now continues in Se'iv Beis. What happens if you do speak between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun? Bein Tefila v'chulei mihu im ovar v'diver. Even if you did speak, it's not ma'akev, and you still have to do nefilas hapayim. In addition, it's perfectly permitted to daven in one place and to do nefilas hapayim in a different location, as long as one does not interrupt in between. So we said that if one speaks between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun, then he should still do nefilas hapayim. What if the Chazon mistakenly begins the Chatzi Kaddish that follows Shmona Esrei, that follows Tachanun? He skipped Tachanun by accident. What happens in that case? So in footnote 6, it's quoted from the Chazon Ish and Chaim Kanievsky that the congregation should not say Tachanun in that case. Rather, he should continue with Kaddish and go weiter, go forward. However, the Lahoros Nason in Chilek Vav Simin Zayin, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman, they both say that in that case, the congregation should say Tachanun, and then they should repeat Chatzi Kaddish. Back into the Mechaber. Kishenofel alpanov nahagu lahatos al tzad simol. One should lean on his left side during Nefilas Apayim, according to the Mechaber. The Rama comments over here, V'yashomim diashlahatos al tzad yamin. There are those who say that one should lean on the right-hand side. V'ho'ikr, the proper practice, is lahatos b'shacharis k'sheyashlo tfilin b'smolo al tzad yamin mishum kevo tfilin. During Shacharis, one should lean on his right in order to protect the honor of one's tefillin that he's wearing on his left. Uba arvis in the afternoon at mincha, oka she'in lo tefillin bismolo, or if one's not wearing tefillin on his left, then yate al tzad simo. So then one should lean on his left-hand side. What exactly is the meaning of nefila sapayim? What does falling on one's face entail? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Gimel, Hinei nefilas hapayim shanagu ba b'yomim harishonim hoya b'derech kida. Originally, the practice was to fall onto one's face on the ground, v'dahainu lipol apon of arza v'shalo b'pishut yodayim v'raglayim, but without spreading one's hands and feet. However, nowadays, v'achshav lo nohagu lipol apaneihem mamish, nowadays the practice is not to fall onto the ground onto one's face, ela b'hatoyas harosh v'kisoi haponim belvad. Rather, one is to lean and cover one's face. V'noagim l'chasos haponim b'beged, the minhag is to cover one's face with a garment. It's not sufficient to cover one's face with his arm or his hand, because the arm and the face are all one part of one body. The body cannot cover itself. What exactly is the reasoning for covering one's face during Tachanun? So there are three different approaches to explain this practice, all quoted in footnote 7. Rabbeinu Bechaya Bamidbar, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, he says that it's an expression of humility when one covers his hand, when one covers his face. The Matan Moshe in Simin Reish Dalit says that it's so people don't hear each other expressing their supplications. And the Shiari Knesset HaGadol, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they say that it's in order to increase kavana, and therefore one's eyes should be closed and covered during the Nefilas Apayim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Dalet, explaining the position of the Shulchan Aruch that one should lean on his left-hand side, al tzad simo. Why is that? Because we find that when one is davening, the Shechina is on his right. The presence of Hashem is on one's right-hand side. So if one's leaning onto his left, then his face will be facing the Shechina. However, if one is leaning onto his right, so his face is going to be facing left, then it'll be the opposite. It's completely improper for one's back, for the back of one's face, to be facing his master. So therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, since we view it as if the Shechina is on one's right, therefore he should be leaning to his left so that his face is facing his right-hand side. The Shibolei Haleket in footnote 8 adds another reason over here, which is that we lean to our left generally to express our freedom. That's the way of Bnei Chorin. That's why we lean to our left on Leil HaSeder. And therefore, says the Shibolei Haleket, one should also lean on his left during Tachanun to express his submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, I'm not only free, but more importantly, I'm in a state of submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I lean on my left. Now, why does the Rama quote those who say that one should lean on his right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Se'if Hei, Atzad Yamin, Ki HaShchina Neged HaAdam. Because the presence of Hashem, according to this opinion, is opposite the person. V'nimtza smol ha-shechina k'neged yamino. So the left-hand side of the shechina is opposite the right-hand side of the person. U'cheshu humata al yamino v'ha-shechina k'negdo. When he leans on his right and the shechina is opposite him, yechavin, he should have in mind, simolo tachas le-roshi v'imino techabekeni. The left-hand side of the shechina is tachas le-roshi. It's under my head. That's why we're leaning down towards the left-hand side of the shechina. V'imino techabekeni, and with his right, Hashem provides me with an embrace. Lemaisa, what is the proper practice over here? V'ho'ikar v'chulei mishnah brura sevo v'chein das ha'taz v'magin avram she'in l'shanos b'minag zeh v'chein o'agu ha'olam. The magin avram, the taz, the minag ha'olam is to do as the Rama concluded, which is to lean on one's right at shacharis, but on one's left when one is not wearing tefillin or at mincha. V'afilu lehagra desover do he'ikar ka'amechaber t'tomin al-smol, even according to the gra, who paskins like the Shulchan Aruch that one should always lean on his left, mikol makom in mispal b'vis hamedish, v'ha'olam noagin keharama, if one davens in a certain place, and the congregation practices like the Rama, that they lean onto their right, mikol makom asur l'shanos, mishon losis godudu. One should not lean onto his left because of losis godudu, rather one should follow the practice of the tzibur. Shliach tzibur ha'omin miyamin ha'aron, the shliach tzibur standing towards the right of the Aron Kodesh, tov shiyata rosho ma'at klape ha'aron. So he should turn his head a little bit towards the Aron when he does tachanun. Apparently Rav Moshe had the practice to lean on both of his arms in order to account for both of these positions. That's an Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelakei Simin Chaf, quoted in footnote 9. And what does a lefty do in order in terms of halacha lamaisa? So the Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg said that during both Shacharis and Mincha, he should lean on his left, because his tefillin are going to be on his right at Shacharis, so he would lean on his left in both cases. Now, the Rama said that at Arvis, one leans onto his left. What exactly does Arvis mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin, Uba Arvis rotza lomar letzad Arvis dahainu b'mincha. Towards the afternoon, towards the night, meaning at mincha. Because at that time, you don't wear tefillin. If one is wearing tefillin, gam sham, he pull al yimino. So then one should lean to his right in order to protect the dignity of the tefillin and not lean onto the tefillin. However, Adam says that in that case, one can rely on the position of the gra that one always falls onto his left, and he could lean on his left at mincha. Continues the Rama. Ula'achar shanof al aponav yagbia rosho v'yishani ma'at miyushof. After doing nefilas sapayim, one should lift his hand and sit up straight, and he should express some more supplication. V'chomakum umakum lefimin hago. What does one say? Every place according to its own practice. U'minak pashut lomar v'anachnu lo neida v'chulei v'chatzi kadesh ashei lam natzeach. The simple custom is to say v'anachnu lo neida, followed by a chatzi kadesh ashei and lam natzeach. What exactly is the custom in Ashkenaz? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifches Lefim and Hago Uve Medinos Elu Noagin Lomar Rachum Vechanun Vechule. We add the words Rachum Vechanun. Why do we say Va'anachnu Lo Neda Siftes Lefisha Hispalalnu Bechol Inin Shuyuchal Adam Lispalal? We've davened in every posture, every way, every manner that a person can daven. Be yeshiva while sitting, or ba'amido while standing, or v'nefilas hapayim while bent and falling. Kemosha also Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, just as Moshe Rabbeinu did. Shneemar v'yeshiv bahar v'gomer. So he davened while sitting. V'anuchi omanti v'har. He davened while standing. V'as napal lefnei Hashem v'gomer, and then he davened while bent. U'me'achar she'in banu koach lispal b'nin acher. Since we don't have any ability to daven in any other way, we've checked all the boxes. Anu omim v'anachnu lo nida mana ase. We say we don't know anymore what to do. It's best to say va'anachnu lo neida while sitting, and then manase ba'amida, then you stand when saying manase. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains that is to demonstrate that we have davened in all postures. So you say part of the tefillah while sitting, and then the rest while standing, and this all follows a tachanun, which you said while in a bent position. The Rama concludes over here. Even on days when we don't say tachanun, we say lam natzeach, milvad, except for Berosh Chodesh, Tachanukah, Upurim, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Upurim, Ve'erev Pesach, Ve'erev Yom Kippur, Ve'tish above. Tomorrow we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, with Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Se'iv Beis. Have a wonderful day.